Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Morning. Thank you for listening, Word of Eternal Life. We continue the parables of Jesus Christ from the chapter 13 of Gospel of Matthew. We just finished talking about the weeds and the wheat, the seeds of the wheat and the seeds of the wheat, and also the husk which will go along with it. They will be burned at the end of the ages. By the angels will come. God will remove and separate the wheat from the real wheat, and then the wheat will be collected in the barns, and then the weeds will be burned. So the weeds and the wheat, speaking about two levels, two kinds of people. The wheat stand for the good people which are saved by Jesus Christ, by his believing in his faith. And the weeds were the one infested in the world, and they grew even stronger sometimes than the wheat. Now, the next parable Jesus spoke about is about the mustard seed. The mustard seeds, and Jesus said in verse 31 of Matthew chapter 13, he told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seed, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. Praise God. See, the small little seed can grow as big as it fills the land. It is talking about the Word of God. When Jesus was speaking about his kingdom will be planted. As Jesus came and he planted his kingdom, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. See, the kingdom of God is the larger one, and the kingdom of heaven is within the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus prayed for the kingdom, thy kingdom come. In Matthew chapter 6, we read the prayer of Jesus, that Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. One of the most important part of the prayer is that he asked the Father, the Lord Father, that thy kingdom will come. So it will come. Now, how does it come? By the instrument of preaching of the gospel. Jesus came, the kingdom of God has arrived in this earth. Now, was the world and the whole universe is God's kingdom? Yes, of course. But there are so many thorns and bushes, and there are weeds in the earth which are talking about the people who did not have eternal salvation. The people who did not have their soul being redeemed or rebirth, they received the salvation and their soul become rekindled by the fire of the Holy Spirit to live forever, because they were all dead. The people who did not believe and rekindled the Holy Spirit by the Holy Spirit, their souls are dead. Their souls will not live eternally with God. Rather, their souls, their spirit will live in the hell which was prepared for Satan and his angels. So that happens at the end of the ages, that final judgment to all people. Now, the kingdom of God, Jesus prayed, is came, which was already come when Christ has preached the message of salvation and repentance. People became, those who repented by the message of Jesus Christ and accepted him as Lord and Savior, they started entering into the kingdom. That's why Jesus told his disciples that the kingdom of God is right here. It is love, joy, and in the Holy Spirit.
is peace, there is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So, by believing in Christ, you receive the righteousness. Because we are all unrighteous. The whole world has fallen away from God. And those who believe out of this world, who only those who believe in Christ as their Savior, and they rekindle their holy, their soul and the spirit by the rekindling of the Holy Spirit, by the power of God, by the faith in God, it will regenerate and you became the children of God. So when you become the children of God, you are in the kingdom. See, Jesus planned establishing his kingdom. When he first came, he preached the kingdom, the message of the kingdom, and he preached that those who will believe will be in that kingdom at the end of the ages. Now, when will Jesus establish his kingdom? He will return after the rapture, which means the rapture of the believers, the saints of God. Those who believed in him will be raptured, and they will be going to the heaven with Christ, and after 7 years they will return to the earth, and Christ will come in glorious power, in the mighty power of God, and he will establish his kingdom. And his kingdom will be established in the earth as an earthly kingdom. And then is that kingdom is called the kingdom of God. But before that, there is a kingdom of heaven. Those who believe in Jesus Christ and get their salvation secured and receive eternal life, and they will go to the kingdom of heaven, which is in heaven. It is in another land, the land or a joyful place that is where God and his angels exist. Now, does God's presence exist in the universe? Yes, all throughout the world. His presence is everywhere. Now, where angels exist other than heaven? Yes, they travel throughout the universe, throughout the world, especially in the earth, to protect the servants of God, to protect his saints, is protect his children. They're all the same. The saints, the children, the believers, they're all same people. God, we call them with different names. They're all become the children of the great almighty God, Yahweh. So Jehovah or Yahweh sent his incarnated version, I will call it as a version of God himself, is Jesus Christ, who lived in him as his word, which he was speaking, and he was becoming as his eternal God, eternal Son, who was in him ever since the beginning. When the beginning, we don't know the beginning, only God knows the beginning. God's beginning or God never have a beginning. He has no end, no beginning. He has been a circle, like he was ever been there. Like if you go back, you go back to the circle, you go back to it, or you go forward, you will still go back to that point where God lived forever and ever. So this eternal God have a plan. The first earth and the universe, God created, has been polluted and destroyed by Satan, the Lucifer, who was an archangel. I spoke about Lucifer the archangel many times before. It is allegorically spoken in poetical language in the book of Isaiah chapter 14 and in the book of Ezekiel the great prophet in chapter 28 of his vision. God spoke through Isaiah and Ezekiel allegorically a image of Satan, which is symbolically speaking as the king of Tyre, and first in Isaiah as the king of Babylon, who was Nebuchadnezzar, who was symbolically similar to the king of Tyre, and who was symbolically also similar to Lucifer. And in the more clearly, the king in Nebuchadnezzar was more like Satan, and the king of sort of like a king of the angels. So God has kept him as a higher position. And in the book of Ezekiel 28 chapter, you will see him as a symbolic person similar to the king of Tyre. So the Tyre was another city in the Mediterranean coast, which is today's Lebanon. Tyre on Sidon, there is another town, neighboring seaport. And the Tyre especially was brilliant and greater in the Mediterranean world, and it was the center of business and traffic. And the Tyrians become richer and richer and richer, and they polluted the world by their immorality, and God finally judged them, and they were punished, right? They were being, that kingdom was destroyed. Now, in paying attention closer to Satan, who was Lucifer, he is a language God uses in order to classify the wicked king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, similar to the fallen angel called Lucifer. And then he also speaks to the king of Tyre, similar to the fallen angel Lucifer in Ezekiel. So the symbolic language is allegorically speaking about Satan, where we find the fall of Satan. And Satan fell from glory. Satan fell from heaven because God outcasted him. And Michael and his fellow fighting angels were commanded by God to throw Lucifer and his supporting angelic being to the earth. And they fell from heaven. They fell from glory. And that song in the book of Isaiah 14 is speaking about his fall. It is similar to the fall of the king of Babylon. And also in the book of Ezekiel, he was falling down from the heavenly places, where he was close to God. He was an archangel. He was made with 12 jewels in his body. He opened up his wings. He had musical instruments such as pipes and all the other organs, and which we don't need an organ today to play, which Lucifer was made with the instruments in his body itself by God to praise and worship him with multiple instruments at one time. And his job, main job was to worship God in going up to heaven. And also he was in the Garden of Eden, the first Eden, which was first earth when God made. And he was sort of like a king, we understood, believe that he was above the angelic hosts and other creatures who lived in the earth. Possibly these are the centuries where dinosaurs, all those creatures who were the giant birds and giant animals who ruled over the earth, they roam over the earth. And then the wrath of God came because of Lucifer, and this everything created was destroyed. And there was this flood. God kept the flood over the earth, and God removed that water from the face of the earth to separate them to an ocean and the earth, as we read in the book of Genesis chapter 1, beginning 1 to 3. You see, the Lord recreated the first earth, which was polluted by, destroyed, and it was dark in the universe. As we need to understand that the God called light, you know, there is light in the cosmos, cosmic light, or whatever God has light. In the book of Job, here is a question God asked Job, that do you know where the lights come from? Do you know where the darkness come from? So there is a place in the universe, somewhere that we do not know, God has this light comes out, and the light is not just the light of the sun and moon we are talking about, or stars. The universe had light. God kept the light in a place. And he called upon the light, and then the darkness moved away. So which tells us the whole galaxies were fell into darkness because of the global war between the Satan's angelic hosts and also gods. So they believe, theologically, theologians believe, one third of the angelic host God created for his service was taken by supporting the angels. They supported the Lucifer. They became demons, which is called the demonic forces of evil, which roam through the universe, roam through this earth and the atmosphere, which trying to cause chaos, wars, hatred, anger, jealous, and all the things in the evil which is created by Satan's behavior, which is from Satan, which entered into human beings as Adam and Eve sinned. The first thing sin, the hatred came into, and the jealous came into them. All the evil things came into humanity, and first son of Adam, Cain, he killed his second son, Abel. So then their generation went in like aggressive, hatred, God-hating people, and they lived as a line of people who were born to Cain's generation, and then another generation was born afterwards, when Adam had a son, third son called Seth. So when Seth's generation became God-worshippers, and Cain's generation continued as hatred, anger, rebellious. After many years, thousands, maybe less than 1,000 years, they started mingling together. They became looking each other and finding beautiful, handsome, and everything like that. The men and the women, boys and girls, they got together. Praise God. Then there was the flood. God judged the earth with the flood because of the immorality of people and their sins. Here I'm talking about some part of how Lucifer destroyed the first creation and became into darkness, and God recreated for the purpose of human beings to be established in the garden. So then he recreated everything in the Garden of Eden, and put Adam and Eve there. Then they fell from glory. They got punished by God. They received death as a penalty. Praise God. And also God gave them a chance to recover from that by sacrifices and offering, which was done by animals and innocent sheep or goat or lamb, and which was talking about Christ Jesus, who was going to come in the time. Fullness of time came. God sent his son through a woman. As God promised, it is the woman's son, or it is a woman's child will come and destroy the devil. Satan's head will be crushed by his fight. He defeated Satan by victoriously dying for humanity, and he gave his shed his blood so that we will be redeemed. So if Jesus failed, he would not have gone to the cross. But he had a battle with Satan, and the battle raged on the cross, and the Satan says, come down through people. But see, Jesus said, I got to fulfill this mission. I got to fulfill the mission of salvation of humanity so that I was born, so he was born. He preached the kingdom before that. We're talking about that kingdom in the beginning. So that is what in this little mustard seed, they become a kingdom. The little mustard seed Jesus started preaching, which was people were included, come into the kingdom. And then the apostles, his disciples, they started preaching the kingdom. And people gathered, entered into this kingdom. And after apostles, the disciples, Christian preachers, the same as apostles, they continued the message carried on, which was sent by Jesus through the apostles. We carried on, continue the message of salvation, people entering into the kingdom. This mustard seed, that one seed which was planted by Christ, is grown, it rooted and grounded, and it grew, it became wide and big in the whole world. Today, our religious Christian faith increased. It is continuing increasing. We need the kingdom come, and the kingdom came, and the kingdom grew. The kingdom we are. You want to be in the kingdom? If you want to be, live eternally with God and in the next heaven and earth. Now, the second heaven and earth, it has been polluted by Adam and Eve's sin, and all the humanity sinned against God. And that's why we have all those problems today we face. The earth, we have some beautiful part of the earth. We have trees and plants and gardens and lakes and oceans and creatures, animals, birds. And we have all those beautiful things, but it's all fallen from glory. They are all not in original nature. They are not in originally as it was made. God made them in more beautiful than it is. Right now, they are going to have to be gone. And Christ returned in power after 1,000 years. God will recreate the earth and the universe. You see, that's the third time God will do the recreation of the universe. Then the kingdom, God's kingdom, will establish in the whole earth. But even when Christ returned to rule 1,000 years, after the 7 years of tribulation, Jesus Christ returned with saints and all the angels of heaven, and they will implement the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. And that's the kingdom we are talking about, that God's, Jesus said that thy kingdom come. The Jewish nation people, my friends, those who are waiting for the kingdom, yes, that kingdom came already, even from Father Abraham, who became entered into that kingdom by faith. He believed in God, and he entered in the faith. He saw Christ, the Son of God. He saw they have faith. They believed in the eternal kingdom which was coming, and they believed in the Messiah, and the Messiah came, and he fulfilled the duties of a Messiah. He did exactly what the prophecy says, what the Messiah will do. But you still, those who are still looking and waiting and don't expecting the king comes. Yes, the king will come. In his first advent, he has to save the humanity, including Jews and Gentiles. Not only just the children of Abraham, he also need to deliver the humanity, the entire universe, nation, people, human beings from their sin. That it says that because he will deliver his people from their sins, he will be called Jesus. Jesus is the English word, but Jesus, Yeshua, is the Hebrew or Joshua, or he is the Messiah, which was promised to Adam and Eve, which was promised through generation to generation, which was promised that he will be born in the family of Abraham. When the whole world was not following God, Abraham believed in God. Abraham heard the message of God. Abraham looked at the heavens and saw all the universe, the galaxies and everything. In the middle of the night, he must have looked at, saw all the stars. He saw the galaxies in Babylon, where he was living, in basically Mesopotamia, part of the Babylonian country, where he said, it is all the creation of the God Almighty. They are not gods. Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, they are all not gods. But the Babylonians said, oh, look, those are gods. From them, the Greeks picked it up and they said, yes, they are gods. They gave them the names. They gave the planets their names. They gave, the Greeks, they gave the names to the 7 days of the week. You know, each of them are the names of each stars. As philosophically, they were thinking and studying the universe. Praise God. And one day, a man named Heraclitus in B.C. 560 was a philosophical. He was talking and teaching his disciples. He was talking about the universe. He said the universe is humongous, incredible. And this universe, nothing moves unless the command of one person, that person who runs the heart of God, his name is Logos. This is the person who runs the heart of God. That person is called Logos. Heraclitus first time gave the name Logos means the one who controlled the mind of God. That mind of God was controlled by that one person who was the Son God who lived in him. He was the eternal Son of God, who is the wisdom of God, who is the knowledge of God, who is the creator of the God, who is the mathematician and physicist of the universe, who calculated, who measured, who stretched the heights, stretched the measurements of the universe, who established where the planets need to be established, who established where Earth has to stand in the 23.2 to 3 degree angle, he established where the moon has to stand. If moon tilts its space, place a little bit to an angle, the Earth will flood with water because the attractive power of the moon, the water will rush into the over the Earth and fill them. See, that's how it was set up when God did. When Lucifer sinned, the earth was filled with water. Then God organized everything. See, the three sentences in the Genesis does not explain how he did all the recreation. He established the light. He established all the planets in the order. See, we just know our galaxy, you know, our sun, our moon, you know, our earth, and the series of, you know, the planets starting from the first one to continue all the way down to Uranus, Neptune and Pluto. And there is this Kuiper belt, the rocks and flying around those, you know, this is a vast universe. We live just ours. And there are many, many 15 billion galaxies, they say, that we haven't seen it. Now, what an incredible creation. You know what the Heraclitus told, said to his disciples, that look, it was run by someone, and nothing moves without the hand of the one who created it and whose name is Logos. And John the Apostle, a disciple of Jesus Christ, went and told the Greeks that look, my Greek friends, the Logos is Christos. He is Jesus Christ, the Christ of God, who runs the mind of God, who lives in him. And he told the Judaic people, Jewish people at the time, that his name is, you know, in an Aramaic word, there's another Aramaic word, Marma. The Aramaic word for God, the Creator, is Marma. He is the Spirit God who lived in Christ, in the Father. And he, Marma, runs the universe. Marma create the universe. Marma stand between people and God. In the book of Deuteronomy, it says that my Marma will stand between you and God. My Marma will get angry. You will not make him mad. You listen to and obey. The Marma of God walked in the garden of the Eden in the evening time, in the cool of the day. And they walked with he walked with Adam and Eve. Who was his Marma? Who was his Marma? Or who was his Logos, who controls the everything creation, who is with God, who is God. His name is Jesus Christ. My friends, believe you have a heart, you think about it. Today I want to give you these words, that tree grew, the mustard seed. It grows, become bigger, now less the people. Other people will reside on his branches. In the millennium time, when Christ rules, this kingdom will be established, and the nations, the Gentiles, will come and live under its shade. And that is what this parable is all about. Chapter 13, verse 31 to 32. May the Lord richly bless you with this word. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.